I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's obviously losing, you know, the lead of our team. But just kind of a crazy turn of events with an injury. But I'm excited to step up. And that's what backups do. That's what I've done my entire career, whether it be, you know, high school, college, or now. And nothing different for me. So I'm just going to be the same person I am, continue to prepare. I told you guys I try to prepare like I'm the starter when I'm not, and I'm going to continue to go through my same weekly routine and get it, put a good game plan together with the staff and go execute.
Excuse me. Have you talked to Ben?
I haven't. I think he's been in MRIs and doctors meetings. So the coach has told me he would be in today at some point. So I'm sure we'll talk and go over what happened.
Did you get the sense last night that this was going to be the case?
I heard early this morning with a lot of our other teammates kind of at the same time about the extent of the injury. So I didn't know because the MRI was still had to be done. So I was just, prepared either way to step up or to continue, you know, my role. So just figured it out like everybody else did.
What's your reaction? I was going to say, what's your reaction knowing that you're going to be the starter?
My reaction.
The rest of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. It's kind of a sucky circumstance with, like I said, our leader and a good friend going down. But, you know, he would want me to step up and try to, you know, lead the best of my ability. And that's what I've always believed in. That's what I'm going to do. So just excited to get some more practice reps, right? So that'll be fun to kind of like go into a game and feel a little bit, you know, more rehearsed and prepared. I'm excited. And like I said, I'm going to do what I've always done and step up to the plate.
Mason, you've been off for any words of encouragement yesterday after he went out?
Yeah, no. We talked a lot in between series like we always do. But he was very encouraging. And he looked at the tablets there. We kind of had some conversations about, you know, what the defense, you know, what looks they're presenting. Just good communication like we always have.
Mason, had he mentioned any sort of issues with the elbow during preseason or the early part of the season? Has this been something that's been nagging at him for a bit? Did he ever say, hey, man, get ready?
Yeah, I mean, really the first I heard was kind of this past week. So, I guess right after the New England game, expressing some, you know, pain, but that was the first I had heard. So I don't know. You have to ask him or Coach Tomlin if it was pre-existing before that, but I have no, you know, clue.
So you've always changed much with you in there?
It didn't change much yesterday at all. I mean, it's just a matter of, like I said, like, you know, Randy asking me, hey, what are your favorite, you know, calls? Every quarterback's got their, you know, kind of their favorites out of the game plan. And I always kind of star my stuff and then listen to what Ben likes, you know, in our meeting Saturday night and just made sure, you know, I communicated that stuff to Randy and I was ready to roll with kind of my favorites. But I don't think it's going to change. I'm a prototypical guy, and that's kind of our offense, what they ask us to do, and I don't see that changing at all.
Did you think about this at all when you got home last night? Did you think about
yeah.
it? This is pretty real.
Of course I thought about it. Yeah, no, I mean, I was just waiting on the word from whoever, what may that be, the trainer or coaches, but you got to react to adversity, I'm getting to play football and getting to, you know, fulfill a dream and continue this at this level, and I'm excited to do that.
How much will you lean on him, try to pick his brain as you're going through this?
As much as he lets me. When you're the backup, you don't ever want to overburden the starter with questions, but he's been great with answering them, our relationships definitely seems to have grown this year. With just like anything, when I was a starter in Oklahoma State, you're not going to be best buddies with the new freshman. You're just not. He's younger, and so. But he's done a great job of kind of opening up to myself and the rest of the guys in the room.
Mason, you followed every step of your career. You followed a guy before you, but is it different replacing a guy that's? I mean, he's been doing this since you were in elementary school.
Yeah, I mean, he's a legend. He's a future Hall of Famer and unbelievable player. And I truly do learn something every week from him, whether that be communication-wise or just his creativity and no huddle. He's a great player, and you know, I'm gonna, like I said to you know my man over here, I'm going to continue to lean on him and you know try to meet with him as much as I can during the week, you know, however available he is.
Mason, when they used the third round pick on you last year, I mean, did you envision maybe being here this soon, or kind of in your heart of hearts did you realize I might have a few seasons to sort of settle in as I compete?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, you gotta attack every day like it's your last, and you know, pour everything into it and prepare like you are the starter. That's what I tried to do last year. You know, I was the number three guy, and as tough as that was, I still tried to wake up and accomplish goals and practice and, you know, get the reps that I could and make the most of them. So, I'm not into the business of predicting the future, but I just know that I prepare myself and, you know, be ready to roll.
Looking back at last year, I mean, was it you were on the team with Sam and Lamar and everybody, you know, and then you followed in the draft and then
yeah.
You come here at three and the practice reps aren't even there for you hardly. Mm-hmm. Was that tough to keep your head down and looking back at it now? Or did you, you know? Have,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, I there had been plenty of quarterbacks who, you know, who hadn't, you know, played immediately, and I was encouraged by that, and you kind of had people coming aside and telling you that stuff, and that's all fine and dandy in the moment. And you're still kind of, you know, you want to play, you're pissed, and it's all short term. So, yeah, but I think I tried to have a long term mentality and understand that, you know. Hopefully, I'll be playing this game a long time, and as long as I'm ready for my opportunity, that's kind of all that matters.
I mean, your first crack at it yesterday was a certain part of that, just adrenaline, excitement. You said you were ready, and you looked ready the way you played, but when you're actually doing it for the first time, is it kind of a whirlwind?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I was playing in the preseason just 2 weeks ago. I kind of felt like it just kind of felt like a preseason game. Like I felt like I had just been out there. And with the reps they gave me a lot with the first team, it wasn't, I mean, you always have adrenaline when you play football. That's kind of what's great about it. So I just felt like it was very comfortable to go in there and have, you know, that O-line and those guys around me that I enjoyed playing with. So.
Mason, there was a couple, if I remember correctly, a couple questions of you at the podium yesterday about the stress of coming in mid-game, just being thrown in there. Is it a different kind of stress now with the full week of anticipation, or do you prefer it that way? Are you a
you know, I think,
like, are you a prep guy?
I'm a big prep guy, and having a whole week of reps and instead of just a Wednesday, and it'll be awesome. And I think that's anytime you can get the muscle memory, I mean, it's a huge part of it. So I've never been a guy who can just go out and wing it, you know, kind of on a short week, whether it's been injury. You know, so I've always really, you know, been excited about the practice reps and going through the week. So that's have a chance to do it this week.
Does it ever surprise you how quickly things can change? You talk about last year being the number three guy, and then all of a sudden you're not only the starter for a limited period of time, but you're a starter for the season.
Well, I mean, I worked for this, and I wanted to be in this position, and that was always the plan. And obviously, would I have liked it to have happened sooner, maybe last year? Yeah, but, you know, God's got a plan, and I'm just trying to, like I said, take it day by day, and you know, I just enjoy playing with all my teammates here, man, and coming to work and playing professional football for a living. It's a joy, and whenever things happen, that's out of my control.
Any players reach out to you, and do you worry or think about how they'll embrace this whole situation? I know you mentioned yesterday everyone has respect for you.
Yeah, I mean, the one that sticks out was just talking to, you know, shocking to Davion Clowney post-game. Just a, you know, guy from my hometown. And a guy that I've looked up to kind of in high school. He was about 5 years older than me as an idol, and just, you know, and then get to play against him. And so he's a good dude, and kind of became friends over the last couple of years. And so that one, obviously he's not my teammate, but that type of thing is cool to kind of get to play against those guys that you grow up, you know, kind of idolizing.
At Stillwater,
within the organization since that MRI.
Who have I met with?
Yeah.
No one. I just got kind of a phone call from some coaches and some trainers, and we just do our normal Monday, just lifting and running, and about to go meet here in a little bit.
They give you any indication if they might go out and sign someone, a veteran?
No, they haven't told me anything about, you know, that. So
Mason, this has been a fairly trying year already for your wide receiver group with Coach Drake's passing.
Yeah.
How do you kind of step up as a leader now with this added on to that?
Yeah, I mean, nobody can replace Coach Drake and that kind of father figure, coaching figure that he was. And I'm not certainly not trying to do that myself, but those guys are good. Coach Sherman stepped up big time. He's awesome. He's got a lot of experience in the league, and those guys have really kind of rallied around him. And so I'm just going to, you know, try to be another voice alongside them, do whatever I can. I'm not going to be somebody who I'm not. Coach Ray's got that room under control, and he's done a great job.
At Oklahoma State, two more questions.
At Oklahoma State, was it your first start day one of sophomore year? Like, did you have a situation like this where you replaced anybody injured?
Freshman year, I played against Baylor on the road. I was as a freshman, kind of had my red shirt pulled there. So that was my first, I guess.
Like yesterday? Did it feel like yesterday?
I was blessed to have the whole week of preparation for Baylor that week, but it did feel pretty similar in that, you hadn't played in a while. You hadn't really played for me all last year and then in college all year, and you kind of get thrown in there, and you have some nerves, but it's just playing football at the end of the day once you get, some, those early completions.
Mason, Wednesday's practice, a couple of the veterans were grousing at you a little bit. Did that have any effect
did
on
they?
You?
I didn't hear that.
Did they?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. They let me know.
Did that have any effect on you? And now is it, I mean...
No, I mean, I'm the young guy. I'm the young guy. I expect to, that's constructive criticism. They want me to be the best player I can, and that's an environment that I love. Hearing from the older guys, positive or negatively, is good, and it helps you grow. So, man, I'm looking forward to this week, and it's going to be a fun week of reps, and looking forward to it.
All right.
Thanks, Mason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.